good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
It's good to be with you, folks. We're back, the Sons of Liberty. Today's Tuesday, and the week has already lost a day, and we're gaining traction for liberty in America. There's a variety of different topics that I could touch on today, but unfortunately, I just don't know what they are. And so when I got into the studio, I said to the producer, I said, what should I talk about today? And this brilliant producer that we have, which she is, she said, how about the Bible and the Constitution? And I said, man, I almost forgot about those. Great idea. Folks, this is the radio program that you will always heard apply law to the standard of what you're dealing with in society today. We have to. A lot of things go on every day. We're not just a news outfit or organization that reports on the news. We are called as ministers, which is what we are, to apply that holy standard that God has given us, that covenant that he's given us, that revealed law, as Blackstone called it, called the Bible. We're to apply that to what happens every day. We're to apply our Constitution. Because that is the form of government that we have delegated. I shouldn't say that. That is our directives that we have delegated to our government. Those that have power. Those that wield the sword. And who is going to watch them? Who is going to be sober and vigilant except those that have eyes to see? The only way we have eyes to see if they're enlightened by the Spirit of Christ. And I want to talk about two verses today. Number one is in the book of Proverbs. This is not a Chinese proverb. Hey, sometimes the Chinese get it right. But generally it's because it's patterned after the Proverbs written by the most wise man ever to live, called Solomon. Who still, because he was a human being, listen to this, because he was a human being, was fallible and fell into sin. Yes, all of his wisdom. Folks, that's why you can't just lay down and trust elected officials. Because they're people. As wise as they might be, their last book might have knocked it out of the park. But that doesn't mean we just blindly trust. Thomas Jefferson is quoted many times saying, We must shackle those that have power in government with the chains of the Constitution. Shackle them. Said criminals and government are the two greatest threats to a free people. So let's bind the latter with the Constitution, lest it becomes a legalized, listen to that word, legalized version of the first. Criminals with a badge. I mean, what could be worse than a drug problem in your community? What could be worse than a theft problem, an arson problem, a murder problem in your community? What you'd say, there's nothing that could be worse than that. No, there is one thing that could be worse than that. And that would be if the law enforcement agencies were the ones perpetrating the problems. Now, we have many agencies across this awesome nation of America. Because where you see darkness or wickedness, oftentimes goodness outnumbers it by a ton. 100 to 1, I don't know. I haven't taken any polls. I haven't been to Poland lately. I can't join my brothers and sisters that take polls during the week and tell us how wonderful the new economic policy is, or that we need to pass this jobs bill, or that abortion on demand is totally acceptable, and that protecting our families is a bigotry. Oh, boy. You heard him yesterday, the reporter. Well, this pastor is not afraid to share his anti-gay sentiment. Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is an abomination. An abomination! What is an abomination? It doesn't say a false balance is bad. It is bad. It doesn't say a false balance is very bad. It is very bad. It says a false balance is abomination. That is a word that is used to describe something that's even infallible. You understand why somebody who's starving steals food. It is bad. It is a crime for that man. But you understand, at least. Well, he was starving. There was logic to his criminal behavior. But in the instance where something is an abomination, there's no describing it. It is so horrid in the eyes of a holy God that that's the word used to describe it. Now, many of you are thinking, well, if you were really smart, you'd give me the Hebrew word. Well, that Hebrew word is tau aba. I'm not Hebrew, but that's what it is. There. See, now I prove that I know what abomination means. To the Lord. But a just weight, Proverbs says, is his delight. God delights in a just weight. God delights in that which is right. We're going to talk about social justice for a moment. We're going to talk about equality for a moment. And what is the concept that you have today when people are screaming social justice? What are they really saying? Equality. What are they really saying? We know what God is saying. Hey, a false balance. That means you've got a scale. You place the weights on it. And if one side tips to the other and expects to be compensated by the side that's heavier or lighter, that's false. It's a false balance. God also says in Proverbs 20:23, diverse weights are an abomination. Oh, well, I deserve a little bit better because I have a handicap in life. I can't get a job, or I'm unemployed, and that makes it harder for me to get a job. Wow, that makes sense. We'll be right back, folks. Section 2, we'll make sense of this.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Okay, going back to what we were just talking about, social justice, and understanding, first of all, what is justice? Remember the gal who sits with the scales in her hands, Lady Justice, I suppose we could call her. I'm not even sure if that's her name. But she has a blindfold on, signifying she takes no bribes, she commits no treason, she just merely weighs evidence, and whatever side tips, that's the side that you base your ruling upon. Now, God says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Because, well, at this particular time, when people would go to the marketplace, they would measure. Kind of like when you put your grapes in the measuring thing and it pulls down. Well, oftentimes people would have fake measures. So if they had a little, for instance, let's just say it's an ounce or 6 ounce, weight. That 6 ounce weight would actually only weigh 4 ounces, and so they would measure it in the marketplace, and the people would say, oh, I just bought 6 ounces, not knowing that it was only 4. So we can't withhold justice. That's an abomination to God. It's a straight lie, and it's criminal. That's what it is. Thou shalt not steal. Because, number one, you're lying to steal. Thou shalt not lie. Those laws protect society so that our liberties, so that our freedoms, and so that we have the ability to trust. We have justice. Knowing full well that if a criminal violates that trust of society, justice shall be brought upon him. The criminal shall pay for his crime. None of this nonsense about other people paying for their crime, which is what you see a lot nowadays. Who pays for that criminal to go to jail? Does he? God says diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord. I just told you what that would be. A 6 pound weight that actually weighs 4. And a false balance is not good, the Bible says. All that means is agreeable. It's not good. It's not right. Good squares with right. Good is according to the moral standard. We have to have standards. So now when I look up this term social justice, I find that social justice generally refers to the idea of creating an egalitarian society or institutions that are based on the principles of equality and solidarity. Now, that would appear that social justice would not have any false weights involved. It would just give everybody an equal opportunity, not equal outcomes. When a basketball team comes onto the court, or football, whatever, you name the sport, this is just a great way to identify with it. The referee comes in, and he says, this game is going to be played equally. Both sides are accountable to the standards, the rules. We say that in society. That's the jurisdiction of the government, as a matter of fact. He acts as a bodyguard, as we've said before. That's what the government does. It protects your rights. You can't, as a citizen that hires a bodyguard for his services, you come up to him, you say, what's your job qualification? My job qualification is to protect the person that hired me at all costs. I will risk my life. I will use ninjutsu. I will use force to repel invaders of my boss. So the boss comes out one day, okay? And this is what's happened in society. We, the boss, the people, came out one day to our bodyguard, the government. And we said, wow, you know, you're kind of strong. You're pretty big. You got a lot of force and power behind you. You see my neighbor over there? He's kind of weak. He doesn't have a very big bodyguard, and I'll bet you could take him. My neighbor over there is driving a very nice car. And I happen to know for a fact that he just closed a deal, and he's got $5,000 in the back of his car. And it's cash. He just went to the bank. Listen, Mr. Bodyguard, go over to my neighbor and get that money in that car for me because I want it.
Oh, that would never happen?
The bodyguard, if he had brains in his head and he was actually true to the one he was defending, he would turn around and say, I don't have a jurisdiction to go anywhere and to do anything outside of protecting you. And I say to him, ah, rats, that didn't work. So then you say to the bodyguard, well, can you go get me something to eat? Please, Mr. Bodyguard, will you please just feed me? I haven't ate for a week. Business has been slow. You know, there's been a lot of great programs on the TV, and it just so happens that every time I watch my program, I miss an opportunity to get a job. But it's because I'm kind of depressed, because, you know, my wife said bad things about me, and my children aren't getting good grades, and so I think I have some type of a disorder now. It's a depressive disorder. Yeah, that's what it is. So, Mr. Bodyguard, will you please go get me some food? The bodyguard says, how in the world am I supposed to get you food? I don't have money to get you food. My job is to protect you. And you, being cash-strapped because you haven't got a job for a while, listen to me, folks, this is making total sense, say, man, you know, I've got this disability, I haven't been able to work, they're about to shut my cable off, I need to pay some of these bills, and I'm really hungry. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Bodyguard, you're big and strong. You may not have money right now, but you have the ability to get money. Go rob somebody. I need food. Folks, that's what you ask the federal government to do every time you ask for something. Let's not construe social justice, which is supposed to protect, to be an instrument of gain. Can social justice give you anything? Can government give you anything? Well, eventually, the bodyguard gets sick and tired of you whining every morning saying, I'm hungry, give me something to eat or I'll fire you. I'm hungry. I'm mad at you. You're not getting me anything to eat. You're not helping me. Not knowing and forgetting about the fact, because we're derived on covetousness now. That's the basis of our wanting a bodyguard. He was protecting us just fine, allowing us to work, keeping us safe, keeping us socially just, keeping society socially just. We want him to go outside of his jurisdiction and get us something to eat. Get us something that we want. Get us a better pension plan. Hey, Mr. Bodyguard, you need to beat up my boss now because my boss isn't paying me enough an hour. I know I could go to somebody else and get a job, but I don't want to. I want my rich boss who's worth millions of dollars and little old me isn't. My rich boss needs to pay his, get this, fair share. Okay, who's the arbiter of what fair is? Who's the arbiter in society of what fair is? I'll tell you who is. God. God is the arbiter of what fair is.
Well, how do we know what God's saying?
Read his word. Read his Bible. Read what I just read you here. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord. A false balance is not good. What are the other verse that I said read earlier? A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. This is just, folks. When that government that you have, that you and I have, stays within its jurisdiction, it's just. When it moves out of its jurisdiction, it becomes unjust, just like the bodyguard. And now it has to, by force, sustain itself. And guess what happens when the bodyguard starts to figure out, hey, you know what? This is working pretty well. I've been bringing back a lot for my master, and I haven't got any trouble because I'm bigger than everybody else. Nobody can beat me up. Wait a minute. Why do I even have a master? Why am I being a bodyguard for this guy? And he goes and beats up his master, takes what he has too, and says, thanks, master, for the good idea. Thanks for expanding my borders so that I could do more than just protect you, because it's really working out great for me. And who isn't it working great for? The ignorant, dumb, foolish master that asked his bodyguard to go outside of the jurisdiction where he was supposed to be in. And then he gets mad. Social justice is an example of asking our bodyguard, according to the way that many folks use that term, as a way to ask our bodyguard, our government, to go out and make things equal. At the end of the game, the sports game, we're going back to the sports game. Sorry, a lot of channels here today. But come with me. Back to the sports game. At the end of the game, does the referee say to the both teams, okay, it's the end of the game. Blue team, you've just scored 20 more points than the red team. But because we're in the land of the free and we need equality, we need to have not only an equal opportunity to score points, but we need to have equal points. So the referee grabs the basketball, goes over to the other side, the red team's goal, shoots in 20 extra points, and says, there we go. All done. Now we're equal. Is that the equality that you seek? That is the equality that God calls an abomination. Nor is it equal. It's unjust because of the way that it came. You have social justice groups. I just want to give you an example. We're going to switch topic on the next segment. But this just keep this in mind, folks, because don't think evil ever quits. This is what Acorn was doing to people in the name of social justice. Sometimes they come up to me and bribe me with cigarettes, or they'll give me a dollar to sign up, said Freddie Johnson, 19, who filled out 72 separate voter registration cards over an 18-month period. The Acorn people are everywhere looking to sign people up, he said. I tell them I'm already registered. The girl said, you are? I said, yep. And then they say, can you just sign up again? A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, folks. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, folks, we were just talking about that Mr. Bodyguard on your front steps that keeps track of you, keeps you liberated, protects your property, etc. And what our founding fathers understood is that, yes, government was good. As a matter of fact, George Washington stepped down. He said, I'm not going to run again. No, well, some people are actually innuendoing that maybe this president's not going to run again. I'm sure it's for the same reasons. I mean, George Washington wanting to leave his people with liberty and not tyrannize his people and not become a tyrant, and he felt that it's up to the American people to govern themselves. You don't even really necessarily need a president, though it is good to have one. And I don't see myself as God's gift to this country. I just want to do my duty. I'm sure that's why Barack would like to step down right now. I mean, his polls are through the roof. He's got to be one of the most popular guys in the country. I mean, he's pop. Yeah, of course. Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence. So stop right there. George Washington said, yes, we may be good guys in government. However, you're going to need to keep your firearms. It's your only way. It's your only way to protect yourself from that power that you delegate to a government system if that power tries to get out of hand. So the same way you would have a bodyguard, you would still want to protect yourself from even that bodyguard. As we explained before, because what happens when the bodyguard gets a mind of its own and decides that it can figure out how to, by its force, by its training, and what it does, to not only hold others captive to protect you, but then to turn around and say, why am I not holding you captive, you pipsqueak, you American people, you peasants? So, speaking of your bodyguard, we just had a conversation with Mr. Larry Pratt, and I want you to hear this. We're talking about strides in the area of our Second Amendment. Let's go ahead and roll this interview. Today we have with us Mr. Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. Larry is a dear friend of this ministry and a dear friend to your liberties, America. You can find him at gunowners.org. You need to sign up. You need to get your membership there because it's important that we protect our constitutional right, our Second Amendment right to bear arms. If we don't have that, folks, we have no teeth in our liberty, as George Washington said. Mr. Larry Pratt, thank you for being with us today.
And thank you for having me. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Now, again, you can find Larry Pratt's organization is gunowners.org. One of the things that Larry does is he's able to decipher through the thousands of pages of bills that go through Congress with regards to your ownership of firearms here in the United States of America. And recently, you came across my desk here, a concealed carry reciprocity advocates could get major win with new House bill. Now, that is the headline. And this particular bill is H.R. 822, which is being introduced by Republican Cliff Stearns from Florida and also Representative Heath Shuler, who's a Democrat from North Carolina. Now, what it says is if Florida awards you a concealed carry permit, every other state has to honor it with narrow exceptions. Now, the politics and the bureaucratic obstructionism across the United States and across this country when it comes to gun rights will no longer apply. If you have a permit in Florida, every single state has to honor you. One of the reasons is that it is interstate commerce and it's interstate travel. And it harms interstate commerce when a person can't defend himself equally, not only in one state, but in all 50 states. So, Larry, if you can kind of explain this bill, give us the guts of it. Is it good? Is it bad? What does it look like for gun owners across the country?
Well, it's very well intentioned, and it is indeed desirable to make it easier for people to travel with a concealed firearm. But we think that there's a number of deficiencies in the bill, and happily there's another bill that would really address the problems that we have found. First of all, we don't really like the idea of justifying the right to keep and bear arms on the Commerce Clause. It's a right that stands on its own, and we don't need courts folding it into some part of the 14th Amendment to decide whether we can have that freedom or not. It just says shall not be infringed, so it doesn't need any other standard of interpretation. It doesn't need any other justification. The Second Amendment is good to go as written.
That is exactly right. We don't need to tie this into a bunch of government regulations where the government says, well, we think it's okay according to the Interstate Commerce Clause. You know, then it's fine, and the judge told us so. No, it stands on its own. Thank you, Larry.
Then in the practical nitty-gritty of the bill, first of all, it establishes national standards, which are quite a bit more difficult than the standards for where you can go and how easy it is to ban people entering a public place with a gun concealed. And so that would actually be a setback for people in several of the concealed carry states. There's the whole data set of four states that have what we call constitutional carry, no permit required whatsoever. You just put that gun in your purse or your pocket or wherever you want, and you're good to go unless you're breaking a law with that gun. The idea is that if we don't require a permit and some bureaucrat's permission before we issue a flyer or put out a newspaper or, a more modern terms perhaps, set up a website, blog on it, that's not restricted. So where did we get the idea that somehow we have to get government approval, that we have to, in fact, prove our innocence in order to get a permit? That is a complete inversion of the way the due process is supposed to work. The government has the burden of proof. They have to prove that I shouldn't have a gun, not vice versa. That seems to me to recommend the bill H.R. 2900 that Representative Paul Brown of Georgia has introduced. This measure doesn't have any of those problems. It has no national standards, so there's no setbacks. There's no harming the ability of somebody in Vermont from going over into highly regulated New York and, if challenged about a concealed carry firearm, the production of their driver's license would be sufficient.
Again, we have with us Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, a huge friend of your liberty, folks. You need to look at his website, gunowners.org. Become a member. That's gunowners.org. He's right there in the great state of Virginia. And what we're discussing right now is a couple bills that are out there. I had brought up originally H.R. 822, sponsored by Cliff Stearns of Florida. But what Larry is saying is it's well-intended, though the bill may be. It's still got a lot in the guts of this bill that actually may limit some of your rights. And a much simpler bill would be the bill put forth by Mr. Paul Brown. And I'm sure you had a phone call to Mr. Paul Brown, and you had something to do with this, Larry. And again, we appreciate what you guys are doing at GunOwners.org. Tell our listeners now, which bill should they be supporting out there that can better protect their rights to bear arms, to carry firearms?
Well, we're urging those on our email list. And the email alert list, by the way, is a freebie. Just go to GunOwners.org, click on the red button, and sign up. And we're going to be urging our members on that list to fire off the embedded email to their appropriate representative in Congress, urging them to get on the bill with Representative Brown. The more of that kind of incoming the members of Congress are aware of, the more likely it is that they'll sign on to his bill and give his bill a much better chance of becoming the bill that the House might send over to the Senate.
So what you're saying is this bill brought forth by Representative Paul Brown, essentially what it is a driver's license. It is all that you would have to show to prove you're from such and such a state, and that
right.
covers your constitutional right to bear arms in all 50 states.
And the number of states is growing. Montana requires no permit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come from a county that is a free county, then that license would be acceptable. And we're seeing progress made in the filing of these bills and getting some votes on these bills. I think in the next several years we're going to see a number of states get added onto the constitutional carry column. By the way, it's very interesting how it's happening. In spite of shallow public opinion that might say, well, no, we got to have the government approve somebody walk around carrying a gun, those folks are kind of like an audience. They receive information from on high, straight on down. They don't do anything with the information. There's no intensity to any view that they may or may not have, and just be undecided. Whereas the folks in the Second Amendment community are a community, not an audience.
Yep.
We talk with each other. This kind of media, which is the talk radio around the country,
mm-hmm.
which is almost exclusively that of the constitutional conservative point of view, and a lot of issues are addressed that way in not just the Second Amendment community, it's the pro-life community, the homeschooling community, and so forth. And we get things done because of our intensity and the people that show up to eyeball a state legislator. And oftentimes one can do that. You know, 25 people show up and we'd like to see our representative, please. And he doesn't have that much staff to shield him, one thing. And 25 constituents, probably better go talk to them. Makes it pretty easy. You know, and so that tends to get the ball moving, and we've seen incremental progress state by state. There'll be some exceptions. Obviously, the socialist republics of California,
Illinois,
Massachusetts, you know, there's going to be a handful that have opted for slavery and tyranny.
Well said.
The rest of the states, you really have a shot at it.
Yep.
And we have had a shot. It's actually all laid out, what I'm talking about, in a book called The Rise of the Anti-Media and the Forming of the Concealed Carry Weapons Movement. I interviewed the author, Dr. Patrick of University of Toledo,
okay.
The Rise of the Anti-Media. The guy is one of us, it turns out. When I interviewed him, he used the term us. He is a conservative. It's a marvelous book.
Folks, we have with us Mr. Larry Pratt, and as you can tell, just by the way you're talking, even outside of the topic of the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms and even these bills that you're going through, he is cut of our cloth, folks. He's a Christian. He's one to conserve liberty. He's liberal when it comes to giving men their rights, not entitlements, just like the Bible says and Christ was. And also, even touching on the topic of homeschooling, what's important to you? You are your family. That is your jurisdiction. It's not the federal government. Again, check out his website. Become a member at gunowners.org. Thank you so much for being with us, Larry.
A pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for what you're doing that's really getting the word out.
Amen. Larry Pratt is an awesome patriot, an awesome American, and a Christian that understands the Reformation as well, which, again, these values are near and dear to us because they are the foundation of our predecessors that came before us. Now, the next segment, we are going to talk about judge not lest you be judged. We're going to talk about a hierarchy of folks that were hypocritical. and we're going to have a little fun with it. 877-807-9977.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brought no one with me, no one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee, I'm in the shed and somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Folks, I want you to share with me your favorite hypocritical story about those that you have seen say one thing and do another, especially those in leadership, because that's the topic of this last segment, and I think you're going to enjoy it. But only enjoy it this far, to be different and to hold them accountable to the hypocrisy that they speak. 877-807-9977. Give me the top hypocritical person or action that you know in service, in church, you name it, those type of leaders or officials that are barking at you to do, but yet they don't do themselves. I'm reminded a multitude of times, if you go to the book of Matthew in the Gospels, Matthew 23, you hear Christ reproving, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites!" Now, when he's saying scribes, he's talking about those that are in charge of recording the law, those that could write, those that were entrusted with the duty of transcribing Yahweh's words. When he goes to the Pharisees, he's talking about the leadership of that day. They were religious, yes, and they applied standards that they saw in the laws of Moses. But this was the hierarchy, the governing body, that would say, Christ said, do as they say, but don't do as they do. Christ telling us that. The Sons of Liberty are telling you it now. I want your best example, folks. 877-807-9977. The number again is 877-807-9977. Now, we're going to roll a clip here that gets to, actually, the state of Massachusetts. And here we have the Massachusetts governor caught riding in an SUV after declaring it a car-free week. Now imagine that.
I want everybody to go green. I want you to take the red line, the blue line, the orange line. I want you to ride on your bicycles. I want you to walk. I don't want you driving big gas guzzling SUVs because they're killing our country and they're destroying poor people. They're hurting children. They're racist. Yeah, that's right. The SUVs, they're racist. I'm telling you. These SUVs, they hate anybody of color, any minority. They hate them all. You need to walk to work and prove you're not a racist.
All right, let's play this clip because I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
This is supposed to be car-free week here in Massachusetts. Governor Deval Patrick is urging everybody use alternative ways to commute to work or wherever. John Keller at large tonight. John, unfortunately, our beloved governor may not be practicing what he preaches.
No, Jack, at least not in this case. And that seems to be an occupational hazard of our politicians, so eager to lecture us on correct behavior, but all too often less than enthusiastic about following their own advice.
I support the initiative.
That would be Car Free Week, a campaign to get you to ditch your wheels and go green by biking, walking, taking the T, or at least carpooling to work. But look, there's Governor Patrick this morning, leaving for work in a trooper-driven SUV.
All those bad SUVs.
That what's good for the goose isn't good enough for the governor?
It's a strange week for me, and as in many ways are strange in the sense of having to move around to a lot of different places.
Funny, many of us, too, find the car an indispensable convenience.
So you got me.
Yes, we got you. Or rather, you got yourself.
I'm not going to be...
Okay. We've got Michael from New York. Now, you just heard, and Michael, I'll share this with you as well, but you just heard, actually, this governor from New York, from Massachusetts. You're from New York, Michael. Thank you for calling. But Deval Patrick said that it's car-free week. And so to prove that he is so in favor of us burning less fossil fuels and his love for the environment, he gets in his SUV and drives to work. What do you think about that? Michael?
Well, that's what you call... Hello, and thank you for taking my call, and
absolutely.
I really like your show.
Amen.
I enjoy your presentation and your message. It's right on the money, and I hope many Americans have a chance to tune in. Now, what you just mentioned there is another clear hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
And our government is full of them.
And the Bible says, woe unto you, doesn't it? Isn't that what Christ said when he spoke to power? Woe unto you! You hypocrites.
You know, unfortunately, nothing has changed since the good Lord was walking this planet.
That's right.
And, you know, when it comes to this pollution crap, now I am an environmental scientist.
Okay, thank you.
With my formal training.
Uh-huh.
So I have the inside perspective on what's going on, and it's all a hoax. They don't care about the environment.
Wait a minute.
In fact, despise her.
Michael, hold on a second. Are you telling me this environment rhetoric is a hoax? That when they jump in
100%.
That when they jump in their SUVs and they burn up thousands of gallons of jet fuel, that they actually really don't care about the environment, but yet they would have me and you be regulated by their standards?
You know, I mean, this is what controlling despotic, thug-oriented, devil-worshipping scumbags are all about. And they make laws to bind us with chains, but that's they're right. Immune to the same laws, of course, and we're seeing that constantly coming out of our government.
Hey, Michael, now, can I stop you for a second? And then I want you to finish. I'm just going to interject. This is what Scripture says. This is what Christ said. Folks, Christ, we want answers, right? They're right here. They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Continue, Michael.
Well, thank you. You know, the Lord taught us everything we need to know to be independent and free, solely relying on His good graces and the Almighty through Mother Nature. And they don't want us to know this. So quoting the Lord's teachings all the time is the best education.
Amen.
Now, regarding technology, you see, now, there's suppressed technologies out there where you don't need petroleum and or anything for energy, electrical production. It's done through harmonious techniques, virtually free or dirt cheap energy sources. Nikola Tesla is the most famous for achieving such technologies, but many others before and even after. And they don't want us to know it. And that's why the whole environmental movement is a sham, a fraud, a big crock of, you know what, just to shut down the productivity and the industrialism of the American people in the United States.
So could this be, Michael, could this be, here you have an environmentalist, is that correct? Is that what you are, Michael?
I am an environmental scientist with my formal training. That's
correct. Sorry. I said environmentalist. I'm so sorry. Okay, an environmental scientist, which means you care about the environment. You study it, but you know what this is all about. Folks, when the government comes in as the bodyguard I explained in the very beginning, thank you so much for your call, Mike. I'm going to put you on hold. We've got a gift for you that I want you to check out. It's a DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol.
Can I share one other thing with you before you let me go, please?
You know what? Go ahead.
Okay, great, because speaking of prayers, that's why I called up, because I really enjoy you guys. Now, here's a prayer I'm going to share with you guys and your audience, mm-hmm. and I know you're going to appreciate it.
Okay.
After you recite the Lord's Prayer, yep. Our Father who art in heaven, then I continue with, Blessed is our Lord Jesus, your most glorious Son, and my King, who reigns over my life and country. May his grace and power reside with me and all that is dear to me. May his powerful angels guide and protect me in all that I do, so that I may be worthy to be an adopted son or daughter of your heavenly family forever. Heavenly Father, in the name of our King, your loyal and faithful Son Jesus, may your perfect light blaze through my being and through my country. Eliminate all that is imperfect and restore the perfection I rightfully deserve according to thy perfect will and design. Eliminate all that is evil and not in harmony with thy perfect way and bless and expand all that is good in striving to be like you. Amen. Lastly, Lord Michael, heavenly prince and faithful commander of the heavenly host that serve our heavenly Father and Lord King Jesus, send forth your legions of angels to guide and protect our beloved country as you did with our great forefather George Washington and his brothers, the Sons of Liberty. By your power, shield us from our enemies, the dark, sinister forces enveloping us, and by your magical sword, destroy all evil seeking to harm us. Thank you from the depths of my heart, friend. Amen.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. I'm going to put you on hold now, and I've got a prayer that rocked the Capitol. Michael, thank you for your input. Now, again, he had brought up to the prayer to Michael the Archangel. We actually pray to the God of Heaven, who then dispatches Michael the Archangel. So we need to stay on point with what Scripture says there. But I agree. We need to let our light so shine. I want to continue on this vein here. We're going to finish up the show with this. Let's continue playing the clip of some more hypocritical leaders that are telling us one thing, yet they're doing another to prove their charity for their cause.
I'm a hypocrite about it. I'm going to have a car that I enjoy driving.
But Governor Patrick is far from the only Paul who talks the green commuting talk, but won't walk away from his big old SUV.
It's also fun to drive a NASCAR occasionally.
Now that was John Kerry. John Kerry.
We should say, if you're here illegally, you should not be here.
Yes, what can you say about Pauls like Mitt Romney, who railed against businesses hiring illegal immigrants while he was paying them to do his landscaping?
These allegations.
Okay, now you stop right there. You've got John Kerry, who's driving a NASCAR, burning up NASCAR fuel. Now, see, this is their charity. This is why charity belongs in the nonprofit sector. What these politicians want to do is break their own rules and then force you to obey them. They want you driving the bus and walking and on bicycles so they can pad their buddies' pockets with new types of enterprises. But when it comes to the day-to-day application, there's no charity involved, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be with you again tomorrow. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thanks for joining us.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.